Beginning of this week's parsha, it says, "Ve'ele todos Yitzchak ben Avram." These are the offspring of Yitzchak, son of Avram. Avram holiness Yitzchak. Avram fathered Yitzchak. And the question is, how is it possible that Avram, who represented chesed, kindness, mercy, could have a son like Yitzchak, who represents gevura, strength, which is seemingly the exact opposite of his father? Every kid starts off as a ben Avram, meaning the parent has these unbelievable aspirations and dreams for a child. They want the child to be this and this person, do this and this, and accomplish this and this in life. Then at some time, they start to realize that their child have their own unique qualities and characteristics. They're not the person that the father is. And the father faces it and realizes, I have to do one of two things. Do I throw my philosophies down my child's throat, or allow him to become his own person? Avram says, I realize this. And instead of Yitzchak remaining ben Avram, the son of Avram, instead the Torah says, Avram holiness Yitzchak. Avram allowed Yitzchak to become his own person. Not necessarily to become who Avram was, but who Yitzchak could be and should be. Have an awesome, uplifting Shabbos.